This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Dr. Tim Keller was on my radio program recently to talk about his new book, Making Sense of God, An Invitation to the Skeptical. In many ways, it was a prequel to his earlier apologetics book, The Reason for God, Belief in an Age of Skepticism. His earlier book, The Reason for God, deals with two large issues, doubt and the reasons for faith. For the skeptic, he attempts to answer the major questions that keep skeptics from biblical faith. These are questions about whether there can even be one true religion. And if God exists, how can a good God allow suffering in the world? He also tackles whether science has disproved Christianity. His new book, An Invitation to the Skeptical, starts at the beginning since he has found that many might not even want to consider God, religion, and Christianity because it doesn't seem relevant enough to their lives. In a number of chapters, he begins to answer some important preliminary questions. For example, many skeptics feel that there is no need to believe in a God to have a full life of hope and meaning. They also believe that they can live their lives from any religious constraints, at least as long as they don't harm others. Moreover, they believe that they don't need God to have a basis for moral values and human rights. Tim Keller takes the time to point out the errors in those beliefs, often by showing that the person with a secular point of view also exercises faith. It isn't just the religious person who exercises faith. Everyone exercises faith. And after showing the failure of secularism and postmodernism, he concludes by showing that it is reasonable to believe in God. Both of these books address important theological and apologetic questions. I recommend both of them because they are great resources to put in the hands of your secular friends. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.